today. I won't be long in preaching. This may be a little different. Sometimes it's good to be different. Mark chapter number 2. Stand with us around the house. Grab your Bible. Mark chapter number 2. Isn't it great to see these kids behind us this morning? Ain't it good to see these kids behind us this morning? Mark 2, verse 1. And again, I'm glad he does stuff again. He entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. They come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. When they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. There were certain the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, I say unto thee, Arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way in thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, went forth before them all, insomuch that they were amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Father, we love you today. Help us these few moments. May you get the honor and the glory. Help us in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. I'm interested in this text. The Bible said in verse 4, when they could not come nigh unto him from the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. I won't preach on this simple subject this morning on a breakthrough. A breakthrough. I wonder if there's anybody here that needs a breakthrough to God this morning. I mean, I wonder, is there anybody here in your life and in your heart and in your home, you really need God to do something? Within this passage, I'm reminded of Wednesday night service, how it hooks into this verse. Brother Mike had preached and told about the woman that the creditors had come. There, the great prophet cried and said, What have you got in the house? And she said, Nothing but this pot of oil. And he told her to go and borrow empty vessels. As Brother Mike had taught and had the thought about, as those empty vessels come in, they helped her. What we need to do this morning is empty our vessels from this whole world. Come in the house of God and be a blessing to other people. Now, within this text today, you notice there was a breakthrough. I'm glad in my life that I had a breakthrough. I'm glad the places I used to go, I cannot go there anymore. The sin that I was carrying, I no longer carry. For Jesus gave me a breakthrough in my life. And I got into His presence, and I've never been the same. Now you'll notice in this breakthrough, verse 1, there was a passing through. The Bible said, and again He entered into Capernaum. Let me tell you, God's not done. God can do anything this morning. And I'm glad when God comes by that He's apt to come by again. Liberty Baptist Church, how many times has God come through this place? I sure am glad He didn't hang a sign on the door and said, I'll never come back here. But He's come back time and time again. How many times in your life has Jesus come back through? And here we see it was a passing through. But in verse 2, there was a talking through. The Bible said, and straightway many were gathered together insomuch there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and He preached the word unto them. And they come unto Him, bringing one sick of the palsy that was born afore. All right, preacher, you're talking through. What was going on? Well, there were four characters in the Bible that the Lord did not mention their name. Let me tell you, people may not know your name by what you do, but God knows your name. And that's important. We don't have to have our name in the limelights. But Jesus knows who they were. I've wondered a lot when we get to heaven, these no-name characters in the Bible, oh, how we will be introduced to them. And so here four got together. It was a talking through. They got together and they weren't talking about somebody, but they was talking together for somebody. I'm glad I've got some brothers and sisters in Christ that can talk to God through me and get a plan together for me. So they got to talking together and said, listen, this old boy's got a need. I think we can get him to Jesus. I think we can get him to Jesus. So there was a talking through, but in verse 3, I'm not sure if there's Baptists or not, because there was a carrying through. See, we talk about a lot of things. But not only was it a talking through, there was a carrying through. These four done something about it. I want to ask you this morning, we talk a good game. We talk about doing a lot of great things, but until we put some legs on our prayers, nothing is going to happen for the honor and the glory of God. Can I tell you, these people was interested in somebody else. We better look around the doors of this church this morning. We better look on the outside of the doors. There's people that need a breakthrough. There's people that need something from God, and He just may be going to use you to bring them a breakthrough this morning. Now there was a carrying through. Verse 4, it was a getting through. Hey! I'm glad there's been some people on my side that could get through to God. I'm glad that a little crowd didn't stop them. Matter of fact, I've heard this from Brother Ken. The church has just got too big. Let me ask you something. God's bigger than anything this morning. And if you're going to let a crowd stop you getting unto God, we need somebody that had purpose to break through to God for others in this day and in this hour. I like what they done. Not only was a talking through, there was a carrying through, but there was a getting through. They got through to God. When's the last time you got through to God for somebody else? When's the last time that you've really gotten through to God for somebody else? I sure am glad there's some people that I'm on their prayer list that get through to God for me. And so here, there was this carrying through. There was this getting through. And then in verse 4, they uncovered the roof. It was a shining through. Could you imagine the people that was gathered in this house that day, and nobody could get in, and Jesus was there preaching, and all of a sudden they heard a stirring. I hear a stirring in our church. I noticed that things got to shaking and moving, and all of a sudden there was a shining through. Could you imagine the light that come in over Christ? Can I tell you, they know where to get through at. You can only to get through to your preacher, but get through to Christ this morning. Bring others unto Him, for He can change things in this day and this hour. Could you imagine all of a sudden that light broke through? Could you imagine some of them old people there that wouldn't give nothing for nothing, all of a sudden they seen their roof tore up. And all of a sudden they see some things shaking and a breaking they'd never seen. But all of a sudden the light shined through it. And it shined right down on top of Jesus. Can I tell you, He's the one that brings the light this morning. He is the light of the world. He is the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me. There was a breakthrough happened. I wonder, could you break through to God for somebody else this morning? Oh, they had a burden. I notice when they reached to get this man, they had no doubt had to bend down low. You see, they didn't reach and get him up off of the tree. They didn't reach and get him off of a rack, but they had to reach down. And let me tell you, that acquired some humbleness. That acquired some things that the flesh don't want to do, is when you have to bend down and reach down for others. So there was a talking through. It was a caring through. Shining through. Now, it was a breaking through, but look at verse 4, there was a coming through. They let him down to Jesus. And then verse 11, it was a showing through. Jesus said, I say unto thee, rise, take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Miss Renee made a comment yesterday when I read her this little outline. She said, yeah, that reminds me. People need to show themselves friendly because we need other people in our life. I want to ask y'all something. This man that walked in, this man that came and he was let down, this man came in. He had simply his back on his bed. But when he met Jesus, he left out and he had his bed up on his back. And I want to ask you today, how much did God use those no names in that passage? I wonder how many people has been a blessing to you that you never knew their name. And I wonder how many people you've helped that they don't even know your name. But they was interested in breaking through to Jesus. Some of you are struggling in your marriages. You know what you need? You need a breakthrough to God. Some of you, your kids are struggling. They don't need more of the world. They don't need more iPhones. They don't need more TV. They need a breakthrough to God. This morning, I want to challenge these kids. If they would just sing a song for us today, let the Lord use them. I want to ask you something. When you reckon one of these fellas went to one, you reckon a couple of them was a talking, said, you know, I've noticed he needs a breakthrough with God. Reckon we could help him. Maybe they went over to the third man's house and said, we need some help. I wonder if there's anybody that said, no, we're not going to help. They went on to the next place. But finally they got four people together that each one would lift a corner. Each one would lift a burden. And they said, let me tell you, only thing we know to do is take him to Jesus. I've been ridiculed a lot. All you preach about is Jesus. Well, He's the greatest friend I've ever known. Yesterday in my prayer time, I tried to pray for many people. They need a breakthrough in their life. They need... And I don't know if you've noticed this in this passage, but they broke through to God for him. He couldn't get through. I'm glad I got some men, some ladies that can get through to God for me. Where would we be without each other? Young families, I want to ask you today, do you need God to do something for you? Mom and daddies, where's your children? We're getting older now, get to thinking. Me and Brother David was talking Friday about getting older. What we're leaving behind. Our loved ones. Our children, our grandchildren. There's some of the finest people on earth in this building today. Some of the finest I've ever met, some of the finest I've ever preached to. Don't you think maybe God would use you to break through for somebody else? Young kids, y'all are at a very crucial time in your life. You need each other. You need the church. You need your mom and daddy, your grandparents. We need each other. Some of you are going to need each other. You're going to need each other to break through for you. You're not each other's enemy. Satan is our enemy. And he brings discord and division. We need each other. Now I want to ask you today, are these children going to stand and sing? Could you break through for somebody today? You may be here. You need somebody to come pray with you. Don't be ashamed. Respond to the Lord. If you have a need, bring it to Him this morning, for He's here. And I'm glad He cares about us. And He's the only one that can make it happen. End of story. It's Jesus. And His power and His goodness is what we need. Stand, children. Sing and mind the Lord this morning. Would you come?